This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. The 911 call came in just before 11 a.m. Shots rang out during study hall where there were students from multiple grades. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
A second grade student called 911 to report a shooting had occurred at school. Don't let that soak in for a minute. Our 911 dispatch communicators are trained to talk to children, but it makes my heart skip a beat.
Barnes says the first officer was on scene within 3 minutes and ran inside 1 minute later. Paramedics quickly followed, and officials say their fast action saved lives. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
They confirmed the shooter was 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha. Officials have been talking with her family. With such a senseless tragedy, the big question is why? Police got a search warrant to look through her home, but they ended up not even needing it because her family has fully cooperated with the investigation.
How does any 15-year-old get a hold of a gun? You know, you get into the philosophical question about guns and gun safety, something that we all should be talking to our loved ones about. That's something that will be a part of this investigation. We are certainly speaking and talking with the parents who are cooperating to determine if they were gun owners and if they had guns. But at this time, again, we're still talking with them. It's been a long conversation. We appreciate them.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. Officials are working to ensure schools are safe going forward after the tragedy in Madison yesterday. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. In SUSO is our Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line where people can report concerns. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack.
Before the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, there had been a threat to the Green Bay Area School District. They believed it was not credible, but they still had extra police at their schools yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Anyone who makes a call or threat to a school, we will investigate that. And if you're found to be the person to make that call, you will be arrested.
The Office of School Safety has all kinds of resources available to Wisconsin schools, public, private, doesn't matter. They have guidance on what to do if parents or staff are worried about a student, how to talk to kids about making false threats, and actually the majority of the tips they get are to report bullying. That Speak Up, Speak Out tip line within the Wisconsin Department of Justice has gotten more than 350 tips since it began in 2020. You can submit one online or you can call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a rough go over the second half of season 5 on Yellowstone. In the first episode of part 2, producers killed off the main character John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner. A fine how do you do for his welcome back after a hiatus in tension between he and executive producer Taylor Sheridan. And in the season finale, a major character was also killed, polarizing the audience. The New York Post reports that social media reaction has compared it to the last episode of Game of Thrones, which also wasn't popular. Home Alone is on most people's favorite list when it comes to Christmas movies. The film is so iconic that Kevin, or Macaulay Culkin, actually thought about purchasing the home, which is in Winnetka, Illinois, on Chicago's North Shore. The house has only been sold twice since the film was released, and this time sold after only a week on the market for 5 million smackers. Culkin said he was seriously considering it, but got busy with his kids. Sounds like he's much more attentive than his movie parents. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors, and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible, around an inch of accumulation, our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29, with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.